The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and in this podcast, we've got a Facebook Live. So I did a Facebook Live in the last couple of days, and of course, not everybody can watch the Facebook Lives, but the information in those Facebook Live events are really important. So I wanted to share them, and I wanted to get them down as a podcast. And so here is that Facebook Live. Speak soon. Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. I hope you're well. I was just talking to myself for about a minute there because I forgot to make myself live, but it looks like we're all live. If you're watching right now, then welcome. If you can just say hello in the box, box below on Facebook, that would be great. It's Tuesday, it's just after 11 o'clock, and if you're listening to this on a podcast, then welcome. And thank you for listening to the replay on the podcast. And if you're watching this on one of the videos on YouTube or on the website, then thank you once again for watching. Really appreciate it. So my name's Dan Latto. We're in the Success Junkies group. If you're not in the Success Junkies group, then come and join us. We're at facebook.com/joinsuccessjunkies. That should get you there, I think. If you're watching this live, then welcome. Just give me a quick like and a quick hello. I'll keep updating it every so often as well. As ever, if I'm looking off screen, I'm either looking at seeing what's on Facebook or I'm looking at my laptop, which is down here. We've got the whiteboard as well, but obviously some people will be listening to us on a podcast, and so you won't be able to see what I'm writing, but you'll be able to listen to the words I'm saying and draw the pictures in your mind. So I hope that's all right. If you've got any questions after this event, then just come to the Success Junkies group and fill them in there, or just drop me a message. Kelvin is in the house. Welcome, Kelvin. We've got two people watching right now, so that's awesome. And more people join us as Success Junkies gets more popular. We actually do not send this live feed out to anywhere else. The live feed only happens right here in the Success Junkies group. It doesn't go on Twitter. It doesn't go on LinkedIn. So if you're not in the Success Junkies group, then you're listening to replays, quite frankly, and you need to get your butt over to the Success Junkies group. Now, I did make myself a few little notes about stuff I wanted to cover today. But if you've got any questions about websites, so there's several stages to a website. Should we just get them down so we can actually work out what those stages are? So stage one is you've got to create your website, right? So stage one is creation. Now, what happens for a lot of people is they go to step one and they create their, let me just turn these lights off up here, some lights up here, where are you? Because you can see them reflecting. Let me turn those lights off. Wrong ones. Oh yeah, there we go, that's better. Okay, and you can still see me, so that's awesome. So what happens for most people is that they go to step one, which is creation, and they just create a website, and then they magically expect that their website will take off and everyone's going to visit it. And I'll tell you what happens is that most people, they don't have any analytics in that website at all. So they've got this website, they don't even know if anyone's turning up to it or not. They don't post it on social media, it's not on any search engines, they can't even find it. Google probably doesn't even know about it, okay? So step one, creation, simply isn't enough. Okay, step two is you've got to start creating some content. Content. I actually forgot how to spell content for a second there. If you've got any questions, stick them in the box below. So step one is creation. Step two, you've got to start creating some content. Now, Google likes articles that are at least 300 words long, like 350, 400 ideally, somewhere between there. And there's no point in just spamming your keyword in those articles, because Google knows that. It's looking for contextualization of those links. So let's say that you own a bar in Leeds. Okay. So if you put bar in Leeds into an article and you put that phrase in that article like 30 different times, then Google's actually going to downvalue that, because Google doesn't like that kind of thing. Okay. But if you put bar in Leeds and then you put nightclubs in Leeds and then you put restaurants in Leeds, and you mixed up Leeds for Leeds City Centre or, you know, different areas in the Leeds area, then that would work a little bit better. Okay, so when you're creating your content, you've got to create some content, but you can't just spam it with your keywords hoping that that's going to get enough. Okay. The next bit then that you need to do. Okay. So in my mind, I'm trying to work out which order it should go in. So obviously you've got to create it. Then you've got to create some content. Like the next bit, like number 3 and 4, really you can do at the same time, but you've got to start sharing the content. Sharing. And you share the content on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And if you've not got enough profiles, so we've got Twitter, we've got Facebook, obviously, we've got LinkedIn, we've got Instagram, we've got lots of different ones. But if you're not sharing it out to these, and I'll tell you, even if you are sharing it out to Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn, if you've only got 10 followers on Facebook, well, you might as well not bother sharing it at all. So, let me just take a quick drink. Any questions, by the way, just let me know. Let me just have a look and see if we've got any questions. So, since December, we had about 2,000 people on LinkedIn. Hey, Bhavesh, welcome. We had about 2,000 people on LinkedIn that were connections of mine. Since then, and I've got LinkedIn open, since then, we have got, when I look at my network, we've gone from 2,000 towards the end of December, and we're now at the end of February. So we've got January and February. We've basically got 2 months, okay? So we've now got 6,542 connections. So we've really gone to work on increasing our connections by 4,000 people. We've more than tripled the number of connections that we had in just 2 months. One of my articles that went out on LinkedIn actually got, I think it's over 12,000 views on my article. 12,000 views, even though I've only got 6,500 connections. So when you're creating content and you're sharing it out on LinkedIn, it has the potential to go out to lots more people. But you've got to be able to have some people on LinkedIn to get started with. Okay, step 4, after sharing your content on social media. And by the way, Google will place different values. So if you share content on social media and then it gets shared, Google likes that because Google thinks, hang on a minute, this is worthwhile content. Let's up it on the search engine rankings. And that's exactly what happens. Okay, now it takes time to do this. It doesn't happen overnight. Step 4 then is you need inbound links. And if you remember, going back like 10 years, what you'd do is you'd just go to every directory that ever existed and you put your website in and you'd have, let me just draw this for you because this is really important. If I just get rid of this down here. Okay, so let me draw this. This is what used to happen in the olden days. So this is your website here, okay? And you go to all these other websites. You'd have a link pointing from each one of these websites to your website. So this is how it used to be done. Now, to some extent, this is still relevant. To some extent, okay. Like, if you can imagine all of these, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of links, all pointing down to your website, that's what used to happen. Google recognised that people would just go out and get loads of links, would spam the links with whatever the words were, bars in Leeds or whatever, and they'd have lots of inbound links, and then Google would send you up the search engine rankings. Now, to some extent, that happens. But you've got to be really careful on link building these days, because as soon as Google thinks that you're trying to play their game, you get penalised for it. So this step here, the inbound link step, you've got to be really, really careful and slow, and you've got to really educate yourself about the best way to get these inbound links, okay? So we call it link juice, and we can talk about, private branch networks is what we're called. I'm not going to go into PBNs today, it's a little bit more complicated than what I want to go into. But look, just bear in mind that you need to start creating some inbound links. You could create some inbound links by writing an article and having that placed on somebody else's website. And I know loads of people say, oh, no, you shouldn't be doing that anymore. Of course you bloody well should. If you've got no links going back to your website and you're writing one article a week, it's not going to harm you. Do you know what I mean? It's when you're doing it to 400 different articles every week. Those sort of numbers, Google will look at you. When you're doing it for one a week, it's fine. But the stuff that you've got to be writing has got to be relevant. Now, it will happen slowly, you see, but that's how a website should happen. It should happen slowly. Otherwise, you're going to end up getting penalised. Now, the stuff I want you to focus on is step one is creation of the website. So, like, we're doing a website offer right now. It's £200 for a website. We're fed up of people spending £1,000 on a website, and it's like, it's not no bells and whistles, no frills on it. What are you doing that for? £200 website. And step two is you've got to then start creating content for that website. Step three that you can do is you can then start sharing out the content that you've written is what you start sharing out. So when you share content on Facebook, you're not sharing the homepage. So, you know, my website is daniellatto.co.uk. So when I share an article or a video, I'm not sharing daniellatto.co.uk. I'm sharing daniellatto.co.uk/article number 22 or whatever the keywords are for that article. That's what actually gets shared. And I also share it with an image as well. Have you got any questions on that, by the way? I'm just going to check in the Facebook group. And I always feel like I speak at a million miles an hour because that's just how I am. Because I'm excited by this stuff. I'm excited by helping people actually start to understand this stuff. Let me just grab a quick drink. Kelvin is saying that is a huge mug. It's almost as big as my head. You are, Kelvin, it is a huge mug. And for those that can't see this because you listen to the podcast replay, just imagine a huge mug almost as big as my head. But people go, Dan, you drink a lot of coffee. And it's like, I have one cup a day. It's like a glass of wine a day, you know, but it's like that big of wine. But I have one cup of coffee a day, and I have, you know the sachets, like Nescafe sachets you get in a box at Morrison's, right? And I put one sachet in. So it's actually not a lot of coffee. It's the normal size coffee, it's just got more water in it. Does that make sense? So, thank you for noticing that mug. Okay, so, any questions on this? And if not, I'm going to move on to the next bit. We went for half an hour yesterday, and sometimes I think half an hour is a bit much, actually. But, you know, you can catch it on the replay, and then you can download it on the podcast. So that's step one. Any questions on that? Get rid of the coffee. Oh, that's fine. Okay, so let's move on to the next bit. Okay, so now you've created some content and some content you've all created, you're starting to share it. The next bit then, when someone lands on your website, so I mentioned this in yesterday's webinar, Facebook Live. When you've got your website, so you've got Facebook, you've got LinkedIn, and you've got Twitter, okay. So what happens is, this is your website, so you put on Facebook, like I've done, come and listen to Dan on Facebook Live. So you put that on Facebook, and then what you want to do is you want to embed whatever it is that you're sharing goes on your website. So you're always driving traffic from the social media back to your website. That's what you should be doing. Always drive it back from any social media back to your website, because that's where you want to spend more time. You own your website. You don't own LinkedIn and Facebook. And then the next step then is you're going to be answering these three questions. So these three questions, and I've written them down because I always forget them. I've written them down. I probably know them off by heart anyway. So the questions you want to be answering is, number one, am I in the right place? Have you ever landed on a website and you don't even know if the website is the right bloody website because it's vague? They've got pictures of stuff. So when someone lands on your website, they want to know, am I in the right place? Step two of your website should be, can you help me? Can you help me? So if it's difficult for someone who lands on your website to understand that you can help them or not, then they're going to jump off the website. So look, an important number right here is 93% in 7 seconds. So 93% of your visitors will disappear from your website in 7 seconds. So if you can't answer these questions within 7 seconds, you're going to lose 93% of your visitors, right? So if you're using paid traffic to drive 93% of your visitors, you're going to waste a lot of money. Number three is, do I trust you. So, like, on our website, on my... And we've got a number of websites, by the way. But on my main website, which is thedanielatto.co.uk, I answer this one by... We've got a... let me just pull it up. We've got a page, and it's called... I think it's called Success Stories. And you can go onto that page, and it's got some case studies, it's got pictures of clients, it's got testimonials, it's got video testimonials. So this is, right here, how we actually answer that question. We answer that question by putting testimonials on the website. Let's go back up to my website. It's not working for some reason. I've heard you. My PC is a little bit slow. They're the three things that you've got to be answering on a website. Am I in the right place? Can you help me? And can I trust you? Now, if the answer is yes to all of that, then the person will then move on to the next step. Whatever that next step is for you, which then leads me on to the three types of people that you're going to get on your website, okay? So all of this ties into the same thing, so stay with me on this. So the three types of people that you're going to get on your website are red. These people, they are highly unlikely to buy anything from you. Unlikely to buy. Okay, they're just like at the research stage, they've landed on your website by accident. You might get lucky in that they might fill in a web form and, you know, to sign up to a podcast series like you can do on my website or to fill in some form to get something in return. But they're red and they're highly unlikely to buy. Now think about this. Most people who visit your website are actually unlikely to buy. I know, it's pants, isn't it, frankly? But it's true as well. I could probably use a different colour. So... the next one, I'll tell you what, I can use red. No, I've used red already. I'll use blue. Oh, I'll just do it in black because it's going to confuse them. The next one, the next one then is, clearly not thought this through. The next one is amber. I've not got an amber pen. And I'm like, if I write that in blue, that's just really going to confuse everything. Anyway, so amber people, they're people who they might buy, but they need persuading, okay? Now, I've said they need persuading. That's probably not the right word I want to use right there. But they need further proof. That's a nicer way of saying it, right? Further proof. Further proof. Now, it's actually the same thing. They need more persuading. They need more convincing. But we don't like saying it like that. You know, they need further proof that you can actually help them. Does that make sense? So you reds, they're going to land on your website, they're never going to buy, okay? These are people who land on 93%, they're off within less than 7 seconds, they're off within 3 or 4 seconds, and they're gone. You never see them again. The amber ones, these are people who hang around your website for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 seconds, they need more proof. They will more than likely sign up for something, which is why you have to have on your website a sign-up form. This is also why you also have to have podcast, because they'll sit and they'll listen to your podcast, because they're amber. They need further proof that you can help them, okay? They'll also sit and watch this video, because they need further proof that you can help them. Does that make sense? The final type of person are greens. And these are the people who are ready to buy. Okay. Now, this is a mistake that most people make, is that you just got a bog standard website. It doesn't appeal to any of these three types of people. It's just a website, just gives information. That's it. What more do people want? That's not going to work for you. The red ones, they're never going to buy anyway, right? So forget about them. The amber ones, what have you got ready for these people? Like, the red ones might have come for a specific solution to a problem, okay? They might download a paper that can give them the solution and that's it, they might not come back, but maybe at least you've got their email address. The amber ones, they're going to need a bit more proof. The green ones are ready to buy. And on my website, we do this very well on my website, I think. Just go up to my homepage. Just want to have a quick drink. Okay, so on my homepage, we've got in a pretty large... pretty large image on the right hand side there, it says apply to work with me. So that's in there. It's also got subscribe to my podcast. So let's go through this. So the apply to work with me These are this one right here. You go fill in a form, I find out more information about you, then I can work out whether I want to work with that person or not, as well as they want to work out if they want to work with me. So it's a two-way process. We don't just work with people who show the money, if you see what I mean, because that's not how we chose that we wanted to work. Okay. The Ambers on my website, we've got subscribe to my podcast series. So there's that one there. In addition to that, on the homepage, we actually put a whole bunch of articles, videos, podcast replays. All of that is on the homepage as well. Okay. Now, the Reds, who are unlikely to buy, we might get lucky. They might sign up for a podcast. But chances are they're going to disappear as well. Because, you know, like if I go to Apple's website, I'm a Red, by the way. I'm definitely not green. I'm not going to buy ever again anything Apple-based. I'm definitely probably not Amber, because I don't need further proof, because I think Apple sucks. And I apologise if you love Apple, but I think it sucks. So I'm a Red. So even a website like Apple will still have these sort of things, okay? But if you've not got these on your website, you're leaving money on the table, because someone is going to land on your website that just wants to buy whatever it is that you've got, because they love you so much. They've got all the social proof. They've got all the trust in you. They're in the right place. You know, they know that you can help them. They're just ready to buy. And if you've not got this big green buy button that allows people to transact with you, then you're leaving money on the table, effectively. Does that make sense? Let me go to Facebook and just see if we've got any questions about this. And pretty much today, that'll do us. Because we covered the three major things that I wanted to cover. So there's no comments coming in. So that's awesome. So what are we up to now? We're up to... come up to 22 minutes. I think we'll call it there. Now, if you've got any questions about this, just drop me a message. Come and join me. John is in the Success Junkies group on Facebook. Come and say hello via email or via Facebook. I'm on Twitter and LinkedIn. Just come and say hello. We're more than welcome to come and have a chat. And if you've got things that you're stuck on, then come and have a chat about that. We're more than happy to come and help you. Let me just check one more time, see if there's any more information that people need. Now, if you're looking for a website, by the way, we've got a special offer right now where we're doing it for like 200 quid a website, because we're fed up with people paying over the odds for these massive websites. They're not even massive websites. They're just like crappy little websites that you're getting ripped off for when it doesn't need to cost you £1,000, £2,000, £3,000. And we've spoken to people. I'm like, what are you doing with your website? They're like, oh, yeah, it's in development. It's been in development for 6 months. And I go, can I have a look at it? Yeah. And I have a look at it. And it's like, how much does this cost you? £3,000? You're like, you're kidding me, right? Looks like some 15-year-old kid's done it. And it's just not good enough. So you don't need to spend that much. What you want to be doing, and I've rubbed it off, is you want to be creating your website, you want to create new content, and you want to be sharing that content. And the website content that you create is articles, videos, and podcasts. And then when you've got those, they then tie into this lot here. So look, we've covered such a large amount of information in 22 minutes. I would actually go back and re-watch this or wait for the podcast download and listen to that. Hopefully it should come out fine. Because we've covered so much information so quickly. There's absolute goldmine in this information, if you can implement it properly. Like I say, if you've got any questions, then just come and ask and we'll help you. Other than that, I think we're done. So, in that case, we'll speak to you on the next one. My name's Dan Latta at the Success Junkies group on Facebook, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care, guys.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.